No, she'll take the role.
Betty Saunders.
Joe Jenke.
Mauro Porcelli.
That's, oh.
Bill Schaefer.
They don't count.
They don't count.
They're not even here.
They're the bosses.
Okay, so we can't approve the minutes, but I read the minutes. There was one question I had. It says, Ms. Saunders mentioned that a group of ladies approached her to move the tennis pros over closer to the bathrooms. I think she meant to move our courts over closer to the bathrooms and the tennis pros out into the lower 40s. Wasn't that what it meant, what you said?
Wanted to move us closer to the bathroom.
Yeah, us closer. The members closer to the bathroom, not the tennis, not the pros.
Okay. That will be amended.
Okay. That's the only thing I saw. I was questioning. Anybody else?
Unless they want to recommend putting a porta potty out there.
Yeah, because when you walk from out from 14. We're not complaining. Yeah, we are. When you're walking from 14 all the way to the bathroom and back, you waste 10 minutes of your 10, 15 minutes of your time.
Yeah. You don't make the
and I run.
I know what to amend.
Anyway,
okay.
I try not to get out there. Public comment. What's that mean? There's no public here, right?
No. Okay. So there's no public comment.
No. Person wishing to appear?
No. Neither.
Pros report. That's you.
They told me I don't read it anymore.
Yeah, remember the board decided that they would get it by email, and if anybody had any issues with any of the reports, they'd bring it up at the meeting.
I looked at it online.
Okay.
Okay.
Does anybody have any issues with the...
I just got a question. I was just asking Rini. I know it's got to be a tremendous amount of work for them to do it, but they keep a tally on people that come in every day and play, and then they present that to us every quarter on how many, the amount of play. Personally, for me, it's like useless information. I really couldn't care less about how many people play there per day, et cetera, et cetera. And then she has to tally this thing every quarter and then present it. Is that something that's even necessary? I could understand the maintenance, what Jason's been working on lately, but I'm just trying to streamline their operation where she don't have to worry about checking everybody off that walks in there every minute of the day that's playing in that court.
Well,
it's
much work. I don't know if it's required by contract or not. Do you know, Jason?
I don't believe it was in the contract. I believe a couple years ago at a meeting such as this, it was suggested because they told me that they'd liked some information. I said, well, what would you like to see? And that was suggested as to what they would like to see. And so I just do what I'm told.
The only thing I think that was...
They used those numbers a long time ago to decide how many hours were open and what the
That's right.
rates would be and how much public use is coming out of it. Is the city getting their
to
value?
To justify the expansion.
I think, right, it's for justification purposes.
Yes.
I mean, whether there be... programming justification or
right.
if there's any type of grant funding, those are always good things to
okay.
retrieve. So, and to give you, or to give city and other staff the snapshot of the activity. And we do get requests from the city manager's office frequently. I can tell you, just as an example, I've got to retrieve some data for the Ocala Marathon because we had a citizen that wanted that information because they want to know why the streets were closed. So it may be a league or something that wants to get in, or we may have some requests for use that we need to justify that the courts
right.
are utilized,
okay.
you know, well, so many days a
when we went before the city council, we needed that information
right.
in order
yeah.
to
and you never know where that's
going to
come from,
money.
From citizen
right,
or from city
right.
manager's office. So
it is.
I realize
yeah.
it's a lot of work,
sense.
But
it's not that important here, but it's important in the
right.
long
run. Right. No, that makes sense. Thanks for explaining that.
And you're going to do it anyway, right? Because you said that you wanted to make sure that the people that said they're coming in are truly the people that are coming
sure.
in, so that they're either members or not members.
Right. I mean, I'm going to... You know, I'm going to do that anyway.
But
you
is
know.
There a way to streamline it?
No, as long as I just, like I was telling Mauro, as long as I stay up on it, it's not a big deal. It's, you know, counting 11 to 1 people in the morning. It takes me 30 seconds if I stay up on it. But if I procrastinate on it, that's when it becomes a pain in the butt.
What if we went to, like, you know, when you go to the gym, you just swipe your card and you can retrieve that? Just a thought, if it gets that cumbersome.
It's not really that big of a deal. So.
Okay. we scan them, or biometrics. High tech.
Everybody's on credit.
But it's appreciated, and I think that, you know, you never need it until you need it.
Of course, as soon as I stop doing it, then somebody's going to want that information and stuff. No worries.
And like I said, it's good for you to keep tabs of who's member and non-member, so.
Oh, yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
Next is staff
reports. What's that?
That would be Terry.
That would be me.
Oh.
So,
does everybody know Terry?
No.
Terry. Okay.
We met at the first, I think, or the last meeting.
Yeah.
This is Julie retired.
Yeah.
The new, she's our new Julie. Did you get a new hairdo or something?
No, it may be grayer. since Julie's gone, I'm taking this on and all. Okay. I think it was, yeah, it was a nice brownish brunette. That's 3 months.
It's
all Jason's fault. So just to give you some updates, I had the opportunity to speak with Julie. We have not had the opportunity to meet with her on site yet, but I know there's been questions about the renovations, and I'd like some input too from you, Jason, as far as what you see as the best time to start the proposed renovations. We have $75,000 budget for the renovations. That includes men's and women's locker room and pro shop upgrade.
Sidewalks,
yes. And let's see, carpet possibly. And we'll factor that in, and we'll prioritize those things as we run through the money. If we've got money to replace the carpet, we'll consider that as well. But speaking with Julie, she indicated that she thought after the Gainesville Cala League ends, which is second week in May. Mm-hmm. And so look to start that in June. That's proposed. We still have to meet her on site. Kathy wanted to talk through that with her, but I went ahead and contacted her just so I'd have something for this meeting to know what she did have in mind. And again, I think it was discussed at some point at one of these meetings that the women would lose a shower, but the end product would be tile showers and tile floors, which is going to minimize that maintenance issue that we have and drains and smells and all of that we're dealing with the current restrooms.
I know we discussed moving the women's bathroom over to where the men, it's not that many steps. Mm-hmm. And we need the two showers. The ladies do use the showers.
Okay.
And I use one today.
The two is important. If you put two in the other one, that's fine.
Okay.
But we need to keep two showers.
Two showers in each.
Well, the
men. I think the guys need
the
a shower.
Men, I don't know.
They don't shower?
They just smell.
Yeah, every blue moon you see a guy take a shower. But.
So when we do that walkthrough, and before we finalize that, we'll talk through
keep
it.
I'll that
we'll
in
see
mind.
What yeah.
Now sometimes I'm in there and there's three people, all three showers are being used and there's somebody waiting.
Terry, are you gonna do the walkthrough?
Me, Julie, and Kathy.
Okay.
Only because
and me.
Yeah, and Jason. Just because we haven't been on site. We did have a meeting scheduled that had to be canceled. It was I think before the holidays, and just to let you know, Kathy's mom is in the hospital, so she's not been available. So we'll get it done. I'm gonna say
like
this
walk
month.
Through about the
just
upgrades.
To talk through what Julie put into the budget.
Right.
You know, it's one thing for it to go in the budget; we can read it, see it. But to
right.
talk through,
it out.
And yeah, and
what's your plans for inside the pro shop? How nice are you gonna make that look?
Probably upgrade the counter. Carpet counter is I don't have paint on my list, but
it could really
again
we can't do that right
and that's something that facilities can do independent okay. of the budget and that's another thing that I'll get to in a minute as far as anything you see proposed into the next budget year. I need to be aware of that now because we're having budget conversations now and we'll meet with facilities soon. So
will they do it?
Yeah so like painting and things like that, we can have facilities do. They put it in their budget for 2017. If we can do it with the renovation money, if, you know, and it may be, do we want carpet or do we want paint? And we come down to, you know, we've got $10,000.
Where's carpeting?
The carpet's fine.
The carpet's fairly new, but
3 years ago.
Yeah, but the only thing is if you're going to redo that counter, the carpet is going to have to be redone around.
It's hard to imagine you're going to do a reservation and not do paint. Right. Or carpet. I mean, it's all got to be done instead of just going back.
We're not going to piecemeal it. And I feel fairly confident that, I mean, the majority of money is going to go towards the restrooms.
It needs some new sidewalks.
And then get rid of the aggregate sidewalk, widen.
Can I throw something
new ones? Are you talking
what
about?
What do you want?
This is real simple. We've had a couple members that have agreed to donate a sneaker washing system there. And the sneaker wash system, all it is really, it's about this big, okay? And you push this lever down, and it washes the bottom of your feet.
Oh, good.
So you're not tracking clay?
Yes, gets all the clay. I constantly get in trouble, the guys do, tracking clay in our vehicles, our homes. Yep. Even if you take off your shoes.
Exactly.
That clay is a disaster, no matter how much you do it.
Right.
So there's this washing system, Jason, $350, $400 is what it costs, I think it was.
We had guys that were going to chip in and do it before. The thing was is that where the line was, the water line, there was just some reasons in her mind why it couldn't be done, and she killed that.
And it could be done.
The water spigot that it would have to hook up to is right over by the men's room.
Right, so here's really what would have to happen. In front of the pro shop, there's a manual washing system. It's like a pail. You put your sneakers in there.
Right.
It's really useless.
Right.
It's not really good at all. What really would have to happen while they're doing a reservation and tearing up the sidewalk, if they could just run a water pipe 15 feet, from like the ice machine to this location where we can put that sneaker washing system, it's done.
So, Jason, will you put that on your list to point out when we make that on site?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can identify the location.
And to be honest with the guys, would probably rather have that than a shower.
And you've got the actual machine. You've got somebody that's donating the actual machine.
We'll get that done. It's such a great system. You've seen
it?
The shoes to be clean rather than the
body. It's amazing. Coach Club Ocala has it. You push the lever down and it washes the bottom of your sneaker.
I don't think it would be good where the one is now because you got all that.
You're tracking your car.
The sidewalk. I think the over by the men's room is a great spot. And then you don't have to run any lines. There's already a water spigot right there by the corner.
Right.
And that's coming from all the people coming up from like 9, 10, 13, 14. They have to walk right by that area.
You don't have to tear up.
And then we wouldn't have to run any extra lines or tear.
But if they're going to...
We'll look at it.
Yeah, just look at it. Something centrally located. The members would love you forever for that little piece of equipment.
I would because I have to clean up this
stuff. And then, let's see. I know that there had been issues with the lights. And I think, Jason, you confirmed that they put in 4 arresters. And we haven't had any issues with that.
He was there today. I mean, a few weeks ago.
Who's he?
Court guy from the light
place.
I just called the guy from Midstate myself. Yeah. A bank of lights went out, and I called him, and he said, what was that piece called? I don't know, it was a little square piece. And
an arrestor, possibly.
No, it was something different than that, but it was bad, and he
replaced
it, and it works.
Okay.
Of course, 9 to 10, you don't have to do the switch anymore?
Not after this morning.
He fixed that today.
Breaker?
Okay.
Good. He came and did it this morning.
Yeah, I was plugging tennis, and all of a sudden, the lights are on. Jason, the lights are on. I know.
So, let's see what else. I know there's some issues with your cart. And I am looking into having that replaced. I've got a call into fleet.
That cart's really, really old.
Terry, can we budget next year to buy a new cart? That cart's over 20 years old.
I'm trying to get something done this year and see what fleet might have.
Problem with the cart is the side works aren't wide enough.
Right.
And so it's just getting bounced around and knocked around.
And then the roller thing, the cart's uneven, so half of it's
He's got duct taping it together.
Julie
and all that.
Told me all about the cart. So I've got a call into fleet. If we can get that remedied in the immediate, yes. If not, I'll recommend it for the 2017 budget.
Yeah, just a brand new one.
I can't see us limping along until October when that budget kicks in. So I'll do what I can to try and make something happen with that.
For the purpose of the minutes, could someone clarify what type of cart it is?
It's a club cart.
Club cart?
It's made by...
Club cart, not cart.
A golf cart.
It's like a golf cart.
Golf cart.
But it's a club cart.
So something like that has to be done through fleet.
But it's used for maintenance on the courts.
Oh, okay.
Pulling the brushes, you know, pulling the big brush behind it.
They should call it a tennis cart.
That's right, a tennis golf. Tennis cart.
Yeah.
Because it's so old.
I'll do my homework on that. And then the other thing I think that was a pending item was the coverage and water pressure. And I think Steve...
Steve was there yesterday. I told him what my problems are.
He doesn't seem to think that the water meter needs to be replaced.
It doesn't.
Okay.
I don't think it does.
Okay.
I think it's the solenoids.
Right. You expressed that to him. And...
Here's the thing. He probably knows way more than me. But when John used to come, and I'd express something to John... John would just do what I said to do, and then it'd be fixed.
And Steve
has his own ideas of what the problem is, so it don't get
what
fixed.
What's his role?
He's our turf supervisor for athletic fields. He knows everything about sprinklers.
Sure.
I mean, because
sometimes they get a plumber to do electrical work.
No, he's my go-to guy. And, but it's on his radar. He's trying to troubleshoot. He seems to think that opening that by hand at times, rather than on the timer system and setting it up that way, kind of compromises it. But
only time I have to wear open
my hand is when it doesn't work. We'll replace the water meter if we think that's it. We'll replace the solenoid. We don't have a problem doing that. So.
I don't think the solenoids are that expensive, and if they were to replace them and it wasn't the problem, I'd reimburse you for it. But I guarantee you, if you replace them, it's going to fix my problems. So it's been months, and I'm just waiting.
Yeah, this has been Terry ongoing issue for very, very long.
This has just been going on for months.
Right.
I just want somebody to
take it. Yeah, it's not something that just came up the other day.
Right.
But then
sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it's not okay. So that's the problem. It's been inconsistent.
Right.
So sometimes you go, oh yeah.
Let me tell you this. If it gets to the hot part of the year and it's not fixed, it'll cause big problems. Because I don't have to run the court but for a minute. But in the summer, I have to run it for 8 minutes.
Right.
And it'll destroy those courts.
So we'll replace the solenoid. I'll give Steve that directive.
Yeah.
And see if that fixes it.
We've been dealing with it forever. It's probably such a simple fix.
Well, we initially thought it was the pressure as a result of the construction project, and
we're working on one thing first. I had another irrigation guy come out from a separate place, and he told me that he thinks all the diaphragms and the solenoids are clogged because there's sand in the lines. So Steve said he's going to get some diaphragm kits and fix that. That's fine. You know, when they say it has a diaphragm, I don't even know. You know, that's not my specialty. That's something new for me.
Right.
So if you fix that and it works, then you don't have to replace the solenoids. If you don't, and just replace the solenoids and let's stop troubleshooting it. Let's just get it done. That's the way I see it.
So he was at the, we were at the golf course yesterday. He said he would swing by and look at it and then follow up with me. We'll make some decisions moving forward. If that means replacing the solenoid, we'll replace the solenoid.
It's been months.
Okay, water problems.
All right.
The drainage problem's been taken care of. Correct?
Yeah, they drained it.
And so that's fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
those
are
the three things I had on my list. So anything else?
I don't know. We've replaced the lines on courts 13 to 14.
The guys
scraped them all up so they wouldn't be slippery like y'all thought they were a little slippery.
I haven't been on
13, 14 of my courts. And I know they're in good shape.
All right, then. Any new business?
If you know, who's on? Are you on that women's board that just works at Cookie? I tell you, the 9 and 10 need new lines too. And here's the deal. You know, I paid for 13 to 14. Myself.
Oh, we discussed this, Jason, at our meeting. We did.
I paid for 13 to 14 myself. But that's really not part of me. That's what BB should have done, and that's over with because it's warranty and years gone by. and you know I'm not going to do it again, so I'll keep fixing your other courts for you, but they're not going to be nearly as good as 13-14. I told the ladies, I said, if you know, the new tapes for each court is about $300 each, and the labor is $250 a court. I'll buy the lines if they pay for the labor.
But
I'm not going to do both.
They had your contract at the meeting, and they read the contract, and they said no. It's supposed to be, it's in your contract that the courts are your responsibility.
Right, but I was given courts that weren't in good shape to begin with.
I'm just saying.
So I've had that conversation with Kathy, and there's two things here. One, as far as the warranty goes, if there had been an issue during the warranty, then we could have gone back to the contractor.
It's been an issue since day one, since we opened January 1st of 2015.
And that was reported?
Absolutely. It's been almost at every board meeting that these lines are awful, the tapes are awful, and they couldn't get BB to come in and fix it. Nobody could get BB. So we finally, out of our pocket, fixed the lines that we couldn't get anybody to fix.
Because I went back, looked at the contract, looked at the warranty, got with Tammy Repair as far as looking at the warranty with that contractor. But then once you bring in an outside contractor, that compromises that warranty, even if the warranty is in place.
That's right.
And we had that conversation. So.
Who was the outside contractor?
Whoever you had put the lines down.
But we did that late December.
One of BB's guys?
We did that late December, and it was one of BB's guys, so it wasn't an outside contractor.
I just used one of his guys.
So I'm going to revisit this with Kathy and talk about it, because it's a safety issue, and that'll be something that we deal with between the city and the leasing.
Yeah, that's what I agree. The 14 Women Tennis Association likes to help out and participate in buying a lot of things in that for the courts, but they just didn't want to come up with fixing the lines
and stuff like that with
the money that we've been buying, like, you know,
BB should have
we offered by the coolers. new coolers. Good job.
Right away.
Yeah, you did.
So I'll set up a separate meeting with Kathy.
We try to be.
It would take $500. That's all it's gonna take. And I'm gonna come out. I'm going to come out half of it, but not all of it. You know.
I want to go back to unfinished business.
Unfinished business. Here we go.
The hitting wall. Is there any follow up to that mention of the hitting wall?
Yeah, I did have that on my list. Kathy had indicated at the last board meeting. I don't have. The status on that, I'm sure she's looked at it. That just hasn't been communicated. I think she was going to sit in on this meeting had she been available. So
where would you put that?
That's a mixture.
I knew where it used to be.
Yeah.
By where Court 14 is right now.
That's right.
Do you have a recommendation?
The only things anybody said to me is possibly on one of the fences back on the hard court.
Right.
Yeah. That's possibly like the fence that's like closest to the street.
I remember
on the street side of the one of the hardcourts.
Yeah.
But they actually manufacture sort of something that fits in there.
Yeah, something that actually.
Well, you see them at other places where it's attached to the fence.
How does it work?
So I'll follow up with that.
Just
we can get that out.
Hit the ball, yes.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, you just hitting the ball. Yes, that's all. They have one at over when we go to sectionals. Everybody's banging on the wall.
Oh, in Daytona?
Yeah.
But that's a regular wall.
Terrence, some of the members wanted me to ask you, is there any plans to put some really beautiful plants and trees and
landscaping?
Bushes and landscaping out there?
I do a little bit of that myself.
Right.
I'm just interested.
You know, Julie was always against me doing
that. Yeah, Julie's very anti-plant.
Because somebody has to take care of them, and it would fall on.
There's a maintenance element. Yeah, there's a maintenance element. If we could do some type of xeriscape, and I can have that conversation. I think the time to do it is when we do the renovation.
Right.
That's what I would propose.
Do you have money for something like that?
I don't know that. I mean, I don't know that we do or we don't. But I do know that there's times when we get plants for projects and there's an overflow. But really, we just got a new landscape architect on board, and so it might be a great idea to get her out there and look at that when we're out there walking the site as far as the renovation. Yeah. And just assess
low
that.
Low maintenance, nothing crazy.
That's what,
but
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Color. Members
like,
want some color out there. And what we had before was beautiful, but unfortunately they tore it out, all the azaleas and whatever, and that's very low maintenance.
Tore out all my rose bushes when they
tore out the rose bush. I mean, just, it was ridiculous, and it was never replaced. And
that big tree.
Yeah, it was a really nice mulch out there. And Jason and Rainey, they actually took care of it, because it was low maintenance, and they did a great job with it. But,
no. Yeah, I mean, we purchased all those roses. Yeah. So we planted all the roses.
You guys put stuff out there.
Nice.
So I'm working backwards here, so I don't know the history.
Right.
So I'm going to rely on conversation, you know, following up with Kathy and Julie to say, hey, what were the issues here, if there even were issues?
Julie's issues were ridiculous. I'll tell you that right now. Her issues with the plants and the mulch. Was the mulch would go on the quartz and
it would wash out, which was, I can,
but
you know,
it,
but
it was
didn't
so
do that.
Much,
it didn't do that.
Yeah,
it
didn't do that. It didn't do it, and it's just so trivial. It wouldn't matter. The rose bushes and the thorns and the ball would go in there, somebody would reach their hand and tear up their hand. Well, that's ridiculous. Okay, and if you're that stupid, then you probably deserve it. So, the reason she gave, she just did not want plants. And when you talk to most of the members, especially the women, they're like, why can't we have plants here?
And
it's so barren.
It's not really a maintenance issue because we took care of that.
It'd be a couple hundred to one if that was the boat.
Right, exactly. So,
and I can tell you what's going to drive our decision is the element of maintenance.
And they got that covered.
We always maintain it.
Yeah, Jason's had that covered. And it's just because he would put no... But low maintenance plants there and mulch, and it was just
those little tea roses, or what are they called?
Right.
I mean, they were beautiful,
and
though.
The dahlias and, you know.
So I'll get with, like I said, her name's Elizabeth Gordon.
I had some lilies.
She's been on board for
roses.
2 months.
I had
wildflowers. Yeah, that would be great, you know.
I had hanging baskets.
They need to replace them.
And we
the stuff
all
that
came out of
already,
our pocket.
When they redid it, all died, and I replaced all that stuff. If you notice in the front doors, I replaced all that stuff.
I know, you replaced them.
Jason Rainey, they had, it was really nice, up against the fence, they had beautiful bushes lined up against the fence, and they just ripped everything out. It's like, why did they do that? It was so unnecessary.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, of course they did. But we're filling you in.
Julie told him to.
The deal was, I told him, I said, if you're going to rip up all my rose plants,
tell me. You mean those bushes that are in front of Julie's house?
I'll take all my roses home and plant them in the house, and then I came there one day and they were all gone, and nobody said anything. So the city had the beautification and all the properties that were responsible for. I don't even need you to do anything, just tell me I can do it.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Yeah, really. Okay. Basically, I always kept it.
I'll do it. That's one of the things I enjoy to do. All right. So.
If you have extra plants, funnel them towards us.
We'll look at it.
Yeah.
Just check whose yard they got to.
I was kidding when I said it. Might be a Vicky's front yard.
Vicky's very quiet over there.
My front yard looks like the forest. It's all natural.
Okay. All right. Any other business? All right. Meeting's adjourned.
Okay.
Comments from the board?
12:36.
Comment. You forgot.
Oh, comment from the board.
I do have a comment.
Sorry.
Maybe it's, I just wondered if in the pro shop on the bulletin board there was a list of the league captains.
That's gonna be done.
For, you know, players to contact them, interested in play.
Are you not getting emails from the local league coordinator?
Because captains aren't.
No, I'm told to go on, you know, I mean, I register on the website, but then you can't. You have to know what the league. You have
right.
To,
well,
you
the
it sounds like you're not on league checks email list.
Probably not. Well, I don't know.
I don't think she sends out emails about with phone numbers and that kind of shit.
She sends out who's captain.
So the way it works, if you want to be on a team, so you want to be on a 3-0 team.
Yeah, she does send out who's
captain. You go up to Lacey Lee, can you tell me who the 3-0 captains are? I want to be on a 3-0 team, and she'll guide you to those captains.
I've done that.
Yeah.
And it just seems like, I don't know, it's like, you know, that should be...
That's not a problem, but that's not going to help you.
No, because it's
because you don't know those people. Because I don't see you at 4K. Right. And that's not a bad thing.
Right.
But you're not out there.
Right.
And they're clicky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very clicky.
So
yeah.
You got to get involved with them.
And I don't know.
You could call up. I put all the names up. The captain, hey, this is so and so. Can I play on your team?
No.
I don't know you.
No.
We're
full.
We're full.
Right, and I don't know who the captains are until after the teams are formed. You know, because I could have this set of captains.
Trust me.
That's something I can't get involved with.
I just started.
You stay out of that. That's career death.
When I first moved here, I spent almost 8 months in front of Julie, sitting in the lounge, waiting to be asked to play. Wow. I'd go there every day. I'd sit around. I'd talk to people. But you know, I know now that you come with your group of players. But you come with four players.
I hear that so many times. People wait to be asked. What I've learned, you have to put yourself out there and say, hey, I'm so-and-so. I heard you got a team. I'd love to be on it.
I came in 79 and I sat on the steps with my racket. I finally got to play with me.
But even today, Lee asked me to start this Edo mixed team. Now, I know women. I can get four women coming out of my yin yang. But I don't know any of the four old men. I knew two. So I got to hold those two. I have emailed at least 24 men, 40 men, and they don't know who in the hell I am. I say I'm captain of this team. I would like you to be on my team, and half of them don't reply, and some of them reply and say I don't know you. So it's like you're not part of my clique, or I don't know you, so I'm not going on your team. Yeah. I'm having the hardest.
Time. Usually play in the mornings. And then the guys are at night, and that's usually what happens.
It's very tough.
And
it's very
a lot tough. Of times, like, she's probably a member there for many years, and you may never have seen her because the guys go after her.
So what I did is I just contacted the two guys, Adrian and Clinton. I said, I'm giving it your responsibility. It's your responsibility to get the guys.
Well,
so I can do. I don't know them. I don't know them. They don't know me.
Doesn't it help on the Friday night thing? That y'all have, isn't that a mixer of men and women?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that's where you get to know some of the men,
and
the men get to know some of the women.
I know,
and
but
Joe,
that's...
I have all these 40 men rosters, and I can tell you how many, I have lists of 40 men. If you would like to that information, I can give it to you tomorrow.
Okay, all right.
I have it all behind my desk. I have that every team with 40 men.
But they so make you don't get your feelings hurt.
Actually, I gave it to Adrian and said, you need it. I got one guy last night finally emailed me back. Anyways, here nor there, I'm just saying it's not that easy just to jump right in.
I know.
If
it's hard. I was the same way in 79, so it's not something new.
But you can do it. You just got to be.
Sounds like you need a tennis class on cultural diversity festival.
I've seen women
in tears, like nobody's asked me to be on a team. And then my next response is, did you put yourself out there? Did you go up to somebody and introduce yourself and say, hey, when you guys practice, and I'd love to jump in? Because I can tell you, 99% of the captains, whoever, say, oh, yeah, we would love to have you come
women
and I'll introduce you to everybody.
Women,
but women don't do that.
Huh?
Women don't do that. So women will stand back, and some guys too, and wait to be asked. It's not going to happen.
How sad.
I've even put together a team of a bunch of women who were not asked to be on a team.
Well,
let's join
that's
the team.
A good title.
I do.
No name.
I do that all the time. I always have people on my
when
team.
When I first started playing,
I see them standing around and go, who are you?
Yeah,
and invite them.
You do. You do.
I try to invite
them. That's what you got
to
do.
I know how
hard it is. But this is the time to do it. I mean, it's the start of
It is, yeah. You need it. So.
I can vouch for you, Bill. I know you're a good player.
What
I used to captain a team.
What position or what
Level.
I'm 3'5".
A 3'5".
Down from 4'0" because of my seniority.
Right now we're doing 55 and 65 and up. So if you qualify for that.
I do.
Okay, awesome.
Well, he was a good 4'0", so he'd be an excellent 3'5".
Yeah.
Yeah, I played in college.
Have you talked to Earl?
Earl's a good guy to get with.
Yeah, well, Earl knows everybody.
Well, he tries to include people, too. He's inclusive.
Yeah.
And he's captain of a 3-5 men's team right now, so he would be a great guy to talk to.
Yeah, okay.
And their matches haven't started yet, either.
No.
Right, but their practice has.
Yeah.
Practice is all ongoing.
Yeah.
Okay, we took care of that.
All right, thank you.
Any other comments from the board?
I think that was the most important thing we talked about. That is so important.
It is. It's hard. Okay, now
the meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.